This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Shri Ram. Grand preparations are underway to break the last year's record, with over 26 lakh diyas to be lit across the city. A report.
Sajado avadh dulhan sa mere Shri Ram aaye.
The Uttar Pradesh government will aim to create a new world record by lighting 26,11,101 lamps today. A total of 28 lakh lamps have been arranged at the 56 ghats of Holi Saryu by the 33,000 volunteers to make a new world record. This year, 2,100 Vedacharyas will also set another world record by performing a grand aarti from Lakshman Kila Ghat to Naya Ghat. Apart from that, 1,100 indigenous drones will display Ramayan scenes in the skies over Ayodhya, and a 3D holographic laser show will make this experience unique. A special procession will also be held during the festival, showcasing tableau based on the 7 chapters of the Ramayana. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnava said that about 12,000 special trains are being operated across the country to manage the festive demand. He also said that the holding area built at New Delhi Railway Station is significantly improving passenger experience. Mr. Vaishnava was inspecting crowd management during the festive rush at the railway station last night. The minister said that the holding area, which is part of the passenger amenities centre, includes several ticket counters and toilets, allowing smooth passenger movement even with around 75,000 people present. He added that despite the heavy rush, railway staff are working round the clock to ensure smooth operations and passenger convenience. The minister also visited the mini control room from where security monitoring is done with the help of CCTV cameras installed across the station. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nifedipine, marking a significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I am here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I have monitored which is of relevance for day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan-2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejection CMEs from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. In Nagaland, the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, and the Naga People's Front have decided to merge and form a single regional political party under the banner of Naga People's Front. Following the merger, Chief Minister Nephew Rio has been elected as leader of the Naga People's Front Legislature Party. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, after a third rain delay, play is underway in the first ODI between India and Australia in Perth. The match has been reduced to 32 overs a side. India were 52 for 4 in 16.4 overs against Australia in the first of the three-match ODI series when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bowl first. India's innings got off to a disastrous start. Captain Shubman Gill, along with star batters Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, failed to make an impact. And that is the end of this news bulletin.